evaluation questionnaire as a trainer foundation tool. Who likes to fill out the questionnaire after a day in the training room? We know that almost no one, but wanting to prepare a professional training based on global standards, you know that without evaluation, it is impossible to close the training. The evaluation questionnaire is the most frequently used tool evaluating the training. For starters, think about how many questions should be included. Remember, it cannot be too long. The participants firstly take a look at whether they still have time to fill out an additional form. The optimal time to complete the survey is 5 to 7 minutes. Well, if it consists of closed questions, where the participant assesses the given part of the training on a transparent scale, this means that it requires the participant to put one cross at each answer in the question. From your perspective as a trainer, open questions are also quite important, giving the participant a personal commentary. These questions will allow for better feedback, catching the weaknesses of the workshop. Sometimes they also become a signpost in building further trainings for the group thanks to such responses as, "There was not enough time for," or, "I would gladly find out about," "I was interested in." Usually, the evaluation questionnaire is completed by the participants at the end of the training. You give away the questionnaire and you have an advantage. Everyone is in one room and they feel that evaluation is an obligatory element of the training. No one puts the questionnaire on the shelf to fill in later, as to say, never. At the beginning of the training, you can boldly announce to the participants that at the end, you will ask them for a 5-minute assessment. You could also send surveys via email, but think, sending surveys to dozens of people, how much time, how much waiting, and how many reminders again, and what rate of return? Negligible. On the spot, you have the chance to return the surveys at a level of 90 to 100%. Even if someone refuses, this will be a marginal situation. Participants asked by the trainer to complete the survey generally agree to complete this formality. Take advantage of the relationship you have with them during the class. Experience this moment for your personal success. Well worth it. The evaluation of your training may, however, consist not only of surveys. A lot will depend on the goals of the training and the assumed results of the evaluation. When you plan to measure only the level of participant satisfaction, then you will use the evaluation questionnaire. However, if you want or have such guidelines from the employer to measure the level of knowledge of participants, use competence tests. Perform them at the beginning and end of the training to compare the level of knowledge before and after the training. Take advantage of your professional experience and observe participants' skills, behavior, and reaction during the participants' workshops. Write down the observations in the form of a trainer's report, which you can also give to the employer. More and more often, customers require the measurement of competencies of participants after a certain amount of time after the end of training. This is a delayed evaluation or follow-up meeting with the participants of the training, which verify the degree of usefulness of the acquired knowledge on the training in everyday work, and it also to assess the increase in work efficiency after the completed workshops. Suggest to your strategic clients such meetings during which you will additionally be able to discuss the advantages of the training, overcome the doubts that arose for the participants when they began to use the newly acquired knowledge in practice. Prepare an evaluation tool tailored to the expectations and needs of the employer. Do not be afraid to change tools. Each situation may require different solutions.